And now, a word from our sponsor.
Bread On. Apply directly to the bread. Bread On. Apply directly to the bread. Bread On. Apply directly to the bread.
Look for it where margarine and other believable butter spreads are found.
I love your Toulouse.
Hey, Ricky!
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics!
Woo!
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
What are we doing today?
Oh, we're back on album number one.
Album number one.
With Ricky.
Oh, where is he?
Right there.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Oh, you mean the song Ricky, not...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was the guy who lived down the street. He's awesome.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyways.
May 3rd, 1983 was released as a single and on the album at the same time, I believe. Its B-side was Buckingham Blues.
Buckingham Blues.
Yep. It's a parody of, you might think it's a parody of Tony Basil's Mickey.
Yeah.
But she actually re-recorded Kitty by Racy.
Huh?
Which is by Mike Chapman and Nicky Chinn.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so Mickey was actually a cover, kind of, of Kitty. And
okay.
But with the gender swapped, kind of.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you learned something.
I did.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next
week. Yay. Thank you.
Lots of stuff. Weird Al song topped number 63 on the Billboard Top 100.
So it got to 62.
No, no. It got to 63.
Oh, you said it topped 63.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, okay.
You know, phrasing.
Tony Basil, number one, I believe.
Yes, he is number one.
At some point. No, the song.
Oh.
Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Oh, okay.
At some point. Yeah, yeah. What else do you want to know? Lots of fun stuff with this song. Tony Basil herself actually said, I'm flattered. I think it's great. I just wish they would have asked me to play Lucy in it.
Well, you can't beat Trace.
No, she's
pretty darn awesome.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into that? Do you want to get into that?
Of course, I love her. I would marry her if I could.
Wow.
I love Trace McNeil.
That's awesome.
Or McNelly. I never really know how to pronounce it.
I always
said McNeil, but I think I've heard other people say McNelly.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
All right, so basically the
legend?
Lore.
The lore.
Yeah, is that they put in an ad in... Uh-huh. Variety.
Variety. And two people,
like,
right?
Yep, two people. And the second one, I think, was her.
Tress, yeah. I feel sorry. Who was that first one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It sounds like they weren't good.
Was it Cree Summer? That'd be amazing.
That would be really fun. Yeah, as like a one-year-old or whatever. I mean. But Tress is, you know, from a lot of things. First of all, I saw she was part of the Groundlings for about 10 years, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is her first, like, big break. I mean, she had done little tiny things before this, but this is her first, like, major thing.
Yep, yep. Yeah. She also then later went on to become Babs Bunny.
Yeah.
And Dot Warner.
Of course.
Yeah.
Among
and
many others.
Mom from Futurama, yep. Along with, you know, all those things. She also did multiple voices.
Yeah, those are her big ones. She did little things in so many.
Yeah, she also was so Chip many. And Gadget in Rescue Rangers. And now she's Daisy Duck in a lot of things.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So,
awesome.
I mean, all over the place. It's
I
really
love her.
Cool. What I really appreciate is the fact that they got her for the song, but then she's also in the video.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't see her. You know, she's a voice actor. You don't really get to see her very much.
Another fun fact, he brought her back for Pretty Fly for a Rabbi and Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
Both have her on it. So
yes.
Good use of that. I like it.
Heck
I like
yeah.
it.
He likes to stick with the, you know, the good ones he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he... Pays it back, I guess. Pays it forward?
Pays it forward?
Backward? I don't know. He just pays it. He's good.
He pays it.
Yeah.
He pays it all around.
Yeah, everyone
back,
gets paid.
Forward.
Everyone gets paid
diagonally.
With Al.
Everybody must get paid. Yep. So the great stuff. I mean, like it's a real solid song.
Yeah, he does a really good Ricky Ricardo as well.
Oh, and that's what they were saying. We'll get into the video soon, but he did, in one of his liner notes, he once said that they filmed the whole band sequence with like a double as the back, because at one point
right.
Ricky runs through the band and you're like, wait, how did that happen?
Right.
And then he went into the like makeup room and they like shaved off his beard or his mustache
yeah.
and everything and put his hair in a wig. And then he went out among the extras and was just sitting there listening to him talk about stuff. Like, they didn't know it was Weird Al.
I think I saw the video four or five times before I realized it was him.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really good, especially for a first video.
Right?
The amount of, like, makeup and stuff in this video that was, like, on point.
Yeah,
is
it
just
was a pretty good first effort there.
Yeah.
I think it started right out, you know, really strong right out of the box.
Although for me, it's a little weird because you get this video and then you follow it up with I Love Rock and Roll. And I Love Rock and Roll, it's a direct parody video also.
Right.
Whereas this one's weird because there's one little teeny bit of Mickey in it.
Yeah.
There's a cheerleader at the very end.
Right.
But the rest of it has nothing to do with the songs video, which is interesting.
I think. Maybe he didn't really think he was going to do that until after the first video. And you realize, but then again, it's Ricky. You kind of got to parody the show.
Yeah, exactly.
The video for Hey Mickey is just basically Tony Basil doing.
That's not true. We've already talked about Lump, where he was able to parody both Forrest Gump and the President of the United States video.
That video was more in depth than Tony Basil, which is basically just her doing, like, you know, cheerleading routines throughout the entire thing.
There's
not much to it at all.
I understand. But he could have.
But it wouldn't have worked with the song at all. We can have, like, you know, Fred and Ethel doing, you know, cheerleading triangles and stuff.
At some point, that'd be cool.
Maybe for a quick flash.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because the basic, but the President of the United States video is pretty
No, there's a lot of other things going on. You know, here and there, and, you know, the battleship.
Oh, they're in a swamp. Okay, yeah.
But they move around a lot. Anyways, Tony Basil is basically one little white room, not really single shot, but, you know, same angle, just doing cheerleading routines. There's really not much you can do with that, if I'm remembering the video correctly.
Yeah. The video opens up with this jumping technique thing between things, and I read on one website somewhere that it said that is now illegal in competition.
Really?
Yeah. The opening sequence she has. I also read somewhere else that is considered one of the earliest choreographed videos for MTV.
Yeah.
And Weird Al has also stated at one point that he thinks that his video is one of the first comedy videos played on MTV.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of early
stuff for this video.
Maybe Fish Heads before it, but there wasn't much else.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know if that got airplay much on MTV. I know it was an SNL thing. But yeah, it had to be one of the very first because that came out right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What do you think of the video?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It just, so many good things. Like I said, his great impersonation of Ricky. I was a humongous fan of I Love Lucy growing up. It was one of the shows I watched religiously every day after school. I would come home within the block of TV shows.
We're
going
to add that to the What Makes Us Feel Old segment.
Well, I wasn't new episodes, for love of God. Oh, okay, I'm not that old. But no, I was like, you know, in syndication.
Well, the next song we're going to talk about also had, I saw a lot of stuff in syndication.
Yeah.
So.
I as growing up, that was a classic. It's a great show. I was so into it. When I saw that video, it was like, it just was perfect, and I just loved it. I loved his impression. You know, even the, I don't know who did the Fred impersonation. Yeah. He was pretty good. Fred and Ethel, you know, it was, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I loved Tress MacNeille. I didn't know, you know, at the time, she was going to be as big a part of my life as she was. I love, you know, Animaniacs. They're coming back. So it's just so cool.
No, it's lots of fun. He said in a Never Not Funny interview from 2014, Weird Al said that someone forgot the maracas. There was supposed to be maracas, and that's why they used the bowling pin, was because they were like, I mean, like, imagine being the prop guy who's, like, forgotten the maracas, and it's a line in the song.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Exactly. It worked in I don't think it's better than if they'd actually had maracas.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Tony Basil actually did some choreography for America Graffiti, the Talking Heads video Once in a Lifetime, and was actually an actress in Easy Rider and Five Easy Pieces.
And Lisa Bonet never ate her.
Nope.
Lisa Bonet ate no Basil.
Yeah, I got it. Got it.
Referencing in the previous. Good. Oh, yes. There we go. I squeezed that in there.
There we go. This is why we got to record these in order, or else that would make no sense. We also have later in his career, Weird Al would go on to sort of produce and even make a song for what was called Bubbaloo Music, where it was a collection of songs by
artists of that genre.
It's all him. It's all Desi. The entire album is Desi Arnaz.
Right.
Okay, and, but there's like a club track at the beginning, which is specifically called Bubbaloo Music, okay. And he's mixed a beat in with like classic lines and one of those like mega mixes kind of thing. And yeah, that was Weird Al. I never realized that. He also had Bermuda shorts and I think it was Jim.
Yeah, Jim West.
No, Steve.
Steve J. Okay.
Steve was also on that track.
Okay, that's cool.
You look at it. So yeah, so it's kind of.
I always thought it was like a tribute to Desi. I didn't realize it was all Desi.
And yeah, no,
just,
it's all Desi.
It's just the genre of like I can't think what the music. I can't.
Cuban.
Cuban. Not salsa. I can't think what it's called. But yeah, that genre. The club music.
Yeah.
Cuban style club music.
But it's interesting. So
that's cool.
The fun little like outside of the box Weird Al thing.
He was a big fan of I Love Lucy and Desi Arnaz as well. So it's a big part of all of our childhood.
And that must have been how he got it, right? Like somebody in Hollywood was like, wait, I saw Weird Al do a movie, a video that was musical and related to I Love Lucy. He must really enjoy it. So
I'm sure that's how that worked.
I was looking on the boards. So you could also buy that because that came out as a like a cassette DVD and a VHS. Okay. They're now both out of print. At one point, you could get the VHS.
Of what?
Of that album.
Bob the Music?
Well, it's, yeah. It's, okay. It was like video and audio.
Okay.
At the Universal I Love Lucy store.
Oh.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
It does not.
I was almost tempted to type that in. I mean, all the messages were from like 10 years ago. But,
well, yeah.
But I almost was like, hey, guys, that's not
hope you like
anymore.
Sanyo. Or
yeah, whatever.
Hello, Kitty. Goodbye, Lucy.
Oh, Kitty. See, the Kitty. Oh! Back to the beginning again.
Wow. Serendipity.
Wow. Okay.
Mind blown.
The other really obscure, weird, deep dive fact. Okay. Uh-huh.
School based us, Charlie.
On Mickey, right, was sort of sampled in It's Tricky by Run DMC. Kind of. And that's what they said. And another song that was sort of sampled for It's Tricky by Run DMC and even sued over was My Sharona, which also is another Weird Al song that he parodied.
Okay, I think I've heard the bit from My Sharona in that song, but I have to listen to it again.
I think it's sort of I listened to it. I think it's just the sense of it, or like there's something weird, like the lyric
maybe
structure
like
of it or something.
No,
it sounded like it was a little bit more obvious in terms of like the way people were talking about it. But
I'll have to listen to
it. I don't remember it.
I've heard the Bloodhound Gang version of Tricky more than the Rum DMC, so I need to go back and
listen maybe that's
to the original.
What the problem is.
Yeah, anyways.
The Bloodhound?
Yeah, Bloodhound Gang did Tricky.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on. They changed a couple of lyrics to make you know, their names, of course, but yeah, it's good. Yeah.
That's
anyways.
Awesome. I love when bands cover, like, especially like rap stuff, where because rap music is a lot of like self-referential, like I am named parts. And so like when an a cappella group has to cover it, they're like, well, do we change it? Do we not change it? Is it weird to change it? Like, it's always been weird to me. I think I've said this on this podcast before. Covers of rap songs just seem
weird.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why. Maybe
they're very personal.
It's, yeah, exactly.
You're a very specific point of view and usually referencing yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know what it is because it, like, songs are always personal, right? But rap songs seem like almost like poetry, kind of like almost so personal it's weird that you'd cover it.
I think, you know, a lot of songs are more like that is storytelling, they can be more generic. Rap songs are more personal, like experience. They're supposed to be more truthful, like this is my specific point of view. So yeah, it's tougher.
Another fun fact. Ever watch the video for It's Tricky?
I think I have. Yes.
Penn and Teller.
Maybe I haven't.
Yeah, Penn and Teller are
they're in it.
Like super early Penn and Teller. It's really creepy.
Okay, that is way off the track here.
Doing
right.
Penn and Teller stuff.
Yeah.
They're playing Three Card Monty.
Right. Oh my gosh, I remember that now. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
been a long time since I've seen the Tricky video.
Penn and Teller have been around for a long time.
They really have.
And then they ended up in Katy Perry.
Not literally.
Waking up in Vegas. A Katy Perry video.
Phrasing.
Yes. Waking up
what
in
happened
Vegas.
What happened in Vegas?
Yeah. Well, that's the video. Okay, so lyrics. Your favorite lyric?
Hey, Ricky, what a pity. You don't understand that every day's a rerun and the laughter's always canned.
Yep.
Or is it don't you understand? It's you don't understand, right?
You don't you understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I retake that one?
No, that's okay. They got it.
I think
they
got it right the first time. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they just realized like you're not a super nerd. You're just...
I like how it was at reference, you know, like broke the fourth wall kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've always liked that.
Mine's going to be, oh, Ricky, what's a girl like me supposed to do? You really drive me wild when you sing your Bubbaloo.
Bubbaloo.
Bubbaloo. So since nice. That's such a... I feel like that's a barbecue place now. But
it is, yes. Depending on where you live in the country.
I think it's Bubbaloo's.
It's Bubbaloo's,
not
yes.
Bubbaloo.
Not Bubbaloo. No. Okay. Close
anyways,
enough.
Yeah, that's just fun. Fun lyrics. I mean, like, this is a real solid
thing. It was his very first video ever.
So. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so rating. What do you want? Man. What do you want? Good, bad?
Good. Maybe? Just how good am I going to go on this?
I'm not actually going to go that
I don't think good, so. Either. I mean, it's so. Good. I mean, it's so many good things about it, but it was really, honestly, really basic. But he does such a great Ricky Ricardo impersonation. Oh, okay.
I was going to go
Tress
3.
Tress McNeil's in it.
I was going to go 3, but I'm making it a 3.5 because of his Desi Arnaz.
Yeah, it's such a solid introduction to him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's had videos better and more popular. Oh, gosh.
I'm
3.5.
I'm tweeting it a little. Tweeting it. Yeah. I'm tweaking it a little bit because I wanted just a little bit more of the like
Tony Basil stuff.
Tony Basil, something just somewhere
more than just the ending.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like maybe like outside of the window, there are people doing like gymnastics or something. Like I don't know. I don't know what it would be. I'll leave it up to right. Weird Al to like come up with something fun. But like his look in it, his nailing the like voice
yeah.
and just. Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Well, obviously not. You gave it a 3.5. So
no, I mean it's
not perfect.
It's that part of it was perfect. That specific part of it was perfect.
Yeah.
Really also good. Looks at some pictures of Tess. She does kind of look like Mama from Futurama, doesn't she?
I've never honestly been that into Futurama, so I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
I've watched a few. I don't know. I've watched probably maybe 30 episodes or 20, but I've never seen Mama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I like it when it's on, but it's not something I go out of my way to watch.
It's good when because it starts to have a little bit of continuity and stuff in
right.
it, which is neat. Okay. Well, that's the end of this episode, I think.
I think so.
You can get a hold of us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. You can also call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I guess that's it for now.
Twitter.
Yeah, it's
you scratching the Twitter thing.
Wendell Yankovic with one L in Wendell.
That's why you skip it.
Yankovic.
Yeah, that's why we're skipping the. It's very
We're All Yankovics on Instagram.
There you
as
go.
Well.
Wow. So we'll have this, you know, when you go to the podcast, there'll be information, you know, you can click on, right?
I'm not sure. You can click on
in the
things
name?
In a podcast?
I mean, not click on, I'm sorry. Yeah, scroll
yeah.
past
yeah,
in
scroll
the information
past.
Section.
Yes.
That's
of
what I
course,
meant to say.
Well, yeah.
I'm not tech savvy. You're the techie one. I just make your job more difficult.
And we're adding that to the make us feel old section of the.
All right. Anyways, we'll get the information out to you.
Yeah.
All right. That's it, right?
Yes, that's it.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye.